Griffiths crosses this ball in towards the near post. Headed clear by Tinian. Headed back there by Munro. Cleared again. Still in the work, it's a penalty area. Gabidon cuts out the clearance to the edge of the box. Goes for goal. Oh, great save by the goalkeeper. He palmed it onto the post. Gabidon really unlucky there. The score remains 0-0, but fantastic goalkeeping by Atkinson. Oliver finds Griffiths in a bit of space over the halfway line now. Comes the midfielder. Nice pass out to the left-hand side to Hall. Hall could cross this ball in towards Charles. Oh, Charles on the near post. It was tricky, and it just went wide. Zuck bringing the ball forward down the right-hand flank. Zuck down the line there for the run of Kane. Kane into the penalty area. It's going to break here to Griffiths. Griffiths straight at the goalkeeper, though, and saved by Atkinson. And I think Griffiths, rather than smash it, he went for accuracy. And in the end, it was comfortable for Atkinson. Workington trying to pass the way out here at the back. It's going to break for Charles. Charles goes for goal. Good save by Atkinson on his near post. Only as far as Hall, though. Hall on the left-hand side of the penalty area now, towards the byline. Plays it back here to Griffiths. Griffiths crosses the ball in towards the back post. Beats everyone. Munro to Zuck. To Griffiths. Griffiths to Charles. Charles finds Gabidon. Gabidon through the middle here to Donoghue. Challenge comes in. It breaks for Kane on the right-hand side. Kane looking to beat his man and brought down there. Oh, no. Well,
no, says the ref.
No, says the ref. Well, he's got a booking then, hasn't he, for diving? You can't have one and not the other.
I don't think Kane's very happy with that decision.
Was it in the penalty area? I think it was just outside.
It might have been just outside.
He says, why would it go down? I was about to cross the ball in. One for the action replay, certainly, on FCTV. Oliver out towards the right-hand side to Zuck. Zuck's got a bit of space towards Leslie. Crosses that ball in. Oh, it nearly gets to Griffiths. It's back towards the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper
is given a goal.
No, he's given a foul.
Has he?
Yes. Charles and the goalkeeper there on the goal line for that ball. And the referee has come to the goalkeeper's rescue because that ball made its way into the goal.
Well,
I mean, to be fair,
not Lafthouse would have got the goal, that's for sure.
I do question that rule because the goalkeeper does have hands, which does give him an advantage. But if that was two outfield players, that wouldn't have been a foul, would it?
I think Atkinson was a bit fortunate there.
Right-hand side, Wallbank looking out to the right-hand touchline towards Allison. Asking a lot there of Allison. Allison keeps the ball in play to Casson. Casson with a first-time ball forward down the right-hand side. Wallbank's continued his run, plays it square. Shot comes in, saved by Boys and cleared by Oliver. And FC United win it back. Fitzmartin to Griffiths. Griffiths, can he find the right pass? He finds Kane. Kane's into the penalty area. Kane is brought down.
No, says the ref.
Oh my goodness.
Now that is controversial. That's worse than the first half one, isn't it?
The only thing I could say, I can't see if he won the ball or not. Paul, did he win the ball?
I don't think he did.
Well,
yellow card for Reynolds.
Yellow card for Neil Reynolds. And well, the linesman here says he got the ball. That's the call that the officials have made.
It didn't look good, did it?
No, it didn't look good. Smith with his free kick, played long. Header one into the penalty area, saved by Boys. A great Schmeichel S just got something on it there to get that ball away from his goal. And it's going to be a corner to Workington. Tinian puts his hand up in the air, now crosses the ball in towards the back post area. Jones doesn't get to it, Rigg does. It's not cleared, and there is a poke over the line. And FC United, got all that possession and all those chances, Paul. Workington, they've scrambled it in.
When you have such domination of a game and don't cash in, it's always likely somewhere along the line you're going to pay for it. And that was just the scramble at a corner that they managed to force in.
FC United are going to win this ball. It's a loose pass in midfield and Morris gets to it. Morris to Gabidon. Gabidon into the box. Goes for goal. Saved by the goalkeeper. Down to his right. Wide of goal. And it's a corner. Rigg comes short for it into Workington territory. He's holding the ball up really well there, the striker for Workington. And Workington bring the ball forward. Here's Bell, his first touch. And Morris lets him out of jail there a little bit. Griffiths to Rigg, and it's played through here. Leslie's onside. Leslie's through on goal, saved by the goalkeeper. Rebounds on, and there to put it into the net was Kit Nelson, the substitute. And FC United had opportunities, I think, to defend that one, but they've conceded a second, 77 minutes on the clock. And that's probably the game now, Paul, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't see a way back now. It was unfortunate the way it turned out, but they allowed the left back to get into the box unchallenged, and Boyce made a good save, but he couldn't keep out the rebound.
Flicked on there by Kane. There's Fitzmartin. Fitzmartin down the line for the run of Bilardo. Bilardo, edge of the box. Bilardo crosses the ball in, met by Wordsworth. Here's Munro. Good pass here to Griffiths, right inside the box, crosses it into the back post. It's met there by Kane, bundled over the line. FC United have scored in the fourth minute of added time. There's 2 minutes left and it's 2-1. There we go, full time here at Borough Park. And FC United, well, the away form, like I said on Tuesday night, it continues. FC United losing here by 2-1. They've dominated the chances in this game. They've had 2 penalty shouts as well. They've had a goal disallowed. But in the end, Workington have taken their chances. Neil will point to the penalty shouts. There was a penalty shout in the first half where Kane was brought down. We'll have to watch it back, but the referee didn't give him a booking. So I'm assuming he thinks the defender won the ball, but we'll never know. There was a goal disallowed as well. Charles, I'd say it was a 50-50 with the goalkeeper, but as soon as you go anywhere near a goalkeeper on a looping ball like that, the referee's going to blow his whistle, and that's what happened. There was a strong shout, though, in the second half, Paul, with Max Kane.
I couldn't believe that. But, you know, the referee saw it differently, and the assistant was very adamant. He was closest to it, so we didn't get the decision.